Hello, everybody. Welcome to another awesome episode of The Big Show. Yes, I'm here. I'm Patrice this time, the interim host. After we had, I don't know what you would call it, like backwards week or something like that. I don't know what the proper term for it would be. Kind of like last week on The Big Show, we talked about Apple, and on The Mac Show, we talked about Amazon. So something was like something crossed the stream, whatever.
Crossed the stream.
So after that, Jeff was ousted, and I mean, no, that's not true. I'm kidding. No, he just had
that
a.
Was that was the last straw.
That was the last straw.
For Jeff.
Yeah.
We had to get rid of him.
Exactly. He was voted out. He had to go home, pack his bags, and go home. No, it's not true. He was voted off the island, I guess. No, not really. No, he just had an appointment today and couldn't make it. He'll probably be back tomorrow, I guess. So, do you have to do with me and this awesome bunch of very international people? We have kind of three, you could say three different islands at least on air today. It's not continents, but islands, I guess. I'll start bottom right from our stream today with Tom. How are you doing?
Great, Patrice. I'm very excited to be on the interim episode of The Big Show.
Is that a show title?
One day we're going to get the interim cubed at some point.
I think we already did. Didn't Ben host once? For me,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think we
did.
Already
so,
did.
So yeah,
that.
We have had the interim.
We've already done that. So yeah, sorry. I have to come up with a better title this next time. How's life in California?
Life is good in California. I was my wife and I were up in Washington last week. Mm-hmm. That's why I missed the show, visiting
nice.
Relatives and friends, and spent a lot of time at the beach, which was fun.
Mm-hmm. Great. Washington
and while
has
I
beaches.
Was away, we had. Say again.
Washington State has beaches that you can go to that are worth going to.
There.
Oh. I'm kidding.
Yeah, they have great beaches. You know, I mean, people surf and swim in them, but
mm-hmm.
It's a little bit too cold outside for me to swim
mm-hmm.
in those oceans.
Yeah.
But they have Oregon and Washington have great coastlines.
Yeah, I mean, but you're also from California, so for you everything is
cold.
Yeah. So.
but while we, you know, we had pretty moderate weather. It's like
mm-hmm.
60 degrees there, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was away, it was like 100 degrees Fahrenheit here the entire time we were gone. So
that's probably good.
It was
that
an opportune
left.
Time to be out of town. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's good to hear. And looks like you look all relaxed and everything. So I think you had a good time.
It was a good trip.
Far,
you know, no problem with flights or rental cars mm-hmm. or roads or anything. It's always
nice.
a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So switching over, well, a continent and an ocean to another island, we have Ian, of course, with us today.
Hello.
How
yes,
is it?
From the other side of the pond.
Yes.
On the other side, the big old pond, and the other side, the continent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's see who else we can kind of offend now. I mean, I've already offended Californians and Washingtonians, so like, who's next?
we're not so easily offended.
Yeah, that's
the
a
UK
problem.
Is the UK. I mean, I discovered I accidentally asked a Canadian how they were in America.
Yeah.
I thought she was American and not a Canadian, and that was
oh,
a
no.
mistake.
Also,
I got,
don't
I got
ask
the evil
him.
Eye, and then I realized, oh, you're Canadian, aren't you? Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
she's based in Australia. So when we met at a conference,
yeah.
was chatting away to someone. So you ended up, and then I realized that was a bad move. But there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah
I mean,
yeah,
also,
yeah.
don't
Always
ask
good.
A Texan that. Like, if you ask a Texan how is it in America, they're going to be offended as well. So. Okay, there's the third group. Done.
man. Should we go after Floridians next?
Oh, that's too easy.
That's too easy. We washed away anyway by now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's too easy. That's way too easy. No, I mean, we could talk a little bit about Brexit. I think that would do it. So.
Yeah, it's a stupid idea, isn't it? Even the guy who forced us into it thought it was a stupid idea, but still went ahead with it anyway
yeah.
because people voted for him. But
that's politics.
yeah, it's like, always good over here anyway.
Yeah.
We're going cold again now.
Mm,
starting
yeah.
to get to winter weather.
Mm-hmm.
Had a fun weekend, though, because we've got, there's loads of buildings in the city that are normally closed to the public, and they did a thing this weekend. We called it was called York Unlocked, and we could go and
Nice.
book. So I got a chance to see a lovely building, which, although not being a particularly religious guy, was the Archbishop of York's house.
Wow,
And that was
that's cool.
fascinating to walk around and kind of just to see what the Bishopthorpe Palace, what it looks like inside. That was kind of interesting. And there were loads of little tiny buildings that sit around the city that are very old, but you don't know what they do. And they were open, so we got a chance to have a look in one of them. There was a there's a York Philosophical Society, which is the original science, you know, not philosophy as in, but and they do science talks every Tuesday night, you know. And it's that look that, that's something I found out. I thought, oh, that's interesting. And they do science cafe and stuff like that, cafe scientific, I think it's called. And there's all of those things on there. That was really cool to find out that existed. So,
That's
which is again scientific
fascinating.
talks aimed at the layman. So, I'm going to keep an eye on their Facebook. I might get a couple of those. So that was interesting, you know. And so, yeah, no, that's it. Work this week. Nothing particularly exciting.
I mean,
Just
actually,
doing the thing I do.
that does sound really cool. Like when you can go to places that you usually can't go to, or like they're closed when you have time or stuff like that. That's
Yeah,
always
these
interesting.
ones are close to the public ordinarily, and so there was a whole range of buildings that normally wouldn't get that they'd arrange with the that this group had arranged with the owners for you to have a tour.
And now imagine like you're living in one of those buildings, and then like once a year or whatever, or however often that happens,
All these people come in.
it's like a museum basically. You have to open up your entire house and everybody can come in and everything. It's like
In
okay.
America, we call that Halloween, Patrice.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But that must be weird that your
Yes.
house is a tourist attraction
Yeah.
too here.
So,
Yeah, I mean,
I mean,
there is people that I mean, generally they live in like, especially like older like castles in Europe, whatever. Sometimes people live there, but
right.
they live in like a part of it because they're massive and they can't afford the whole like the upkeep for all of it. And they really also don't need it. Like I know here in Austria, there's like a couple of the like from like the last royals. Basically, they have like a bunch of like their summer residence or whatever. And there's like the families still own them. But they only like have like a side house or whatever because it's just too big, and the rest is kind of a museum, and that's how they make money and kind of afford everything. So,
Right.
just I mean, I think that's then different because you're kind of that's your business kind of, and you're used to it. But yeah, like once a year
Yeah,
you're living like an
right.
enjoyable place or everything, and then once a year you have to make everything look nice and clean, and then people come and look everything, like
I think it's like at this
put away
point.
the porn probably and all of that. Like,
The
this
dirty
week in
dishes.
Japan,
Well, there we
exactly.
go.
Yeah,
It's like this. We got into this place here, which is fascinating. I'm going to put it in the chat. I'll put it in the.
Yeah, it's like
Let's just drop it in.
I mean, it's probably kind of like you're selling your place and you have people coming, like you're still living in a place, but you have people coming over with a realtor to like look at it. I think that's probably similar to that. Like, I mean, where everything has to be
Yeah.
clean and perfect and whatever, and you're
Oh yeah, so it's called St Mary's Tower. It was built in 1324, and it's used as a singing school now. The top of the building's got amazing acoustics, and you walk up a spiral staircase to the top, and it's wonderful. And they got a
Nice.
grand piano and all sorts of
Yeah.
stuff. But yeah, if you click on the picture of the thing, you can see it. It's been around since the 13th century. It's been rebuilt twice. There's two walls that don't meet properly because the two they couldn't measure it properly back in the 1700s when they were rebuilding it. You know, the stuff like
there was
that.
a Tim Taylor working basically, that's what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. But
Who needs
that
measuring,
building,
right?
I've walked past it dozens of times. I don't know what it does. You know, it's and so it's those kind of things where you've really no idea. There's no signs on the outside to say what the building does.
That's
So, but
cool.
yeah, I mean, if you click through on the Marygate Tower section, you can see all inside it and
Very
the
cool.
twirly whirly bits and
Yeah.
stuff. But that's just
So if people
those are
want to
kind of the more interesting things.
Yeah, if people want to see the link to that, either, I mean, if you're listening right now, come to the live chat. If not, which is at live.britishtechnetwork.com. If not, britishtechnetwork.com, that's hard. /chat, britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And then select today's date, which would be October 10th, 2024. So, just saying. See, now I put that in already. So, yeah, I'm also having a good time. It's been a fun week, so nice weather here. It's like foggy in the morning, and then like around 10, 11, 11-ish or so, the sun comes out and it's beautiful. So it's like fall weather, of course. Like, it's not super warm. And today, actually, it started raining in the afternoon, so I think that's over. But it was till then this week, really beautiful every day. So really enjoyed it. It was like
Nice.
25 degrees Celsius on Tuesday, I think. So I was sitting outside with a friend, having a glass of wine and all of that. So
Life is good.
that's how nice it was.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So speaking of nice things, we should talk about some news stories. And who has the first one? And that would be Fast Fingers Ian.
Absolutely. You know what it's like. I haven't queued up. I'm not. I always like to get my story in. So yeah, this week's one is an interesting one. As we all know, Sonos haven't had the best year, to say
Not
the
really.
least. And the MD of Sonos, a guy called, where I've lost his name, Patrick Spence, has kind of laid out what they're planning to do to try and make things better. One of the things they've said they're going to do is they're not taking a bonus this year, like this kind of work, this kind of bothers the customer. I don't care about your bonus. Fix the apps. And they've kind of also admitted that they've done a bit of get it kind of done and release it and hope for the best and kind of just sort of, well, it'll be all right. And they're now promising that they're not going to release anything until it's ready. I mean, there's a
What a
shock, you know, it's sort of
That's
like,
a shock. What a
I mean, what a
concept.
concept, what a concept.
Oh my God.
But they are committing to making things work better, changing its entire approach. It was always the most reliable and the one of the best sort of small. I mean, no, I we
Not really.
we're
I had ton. I mean, my mom and I, we both had setups, couple devices. We had nothing but sync issues, crashes, something not working. They had to
Oh,
reboot
really?
it. Both of us.
There's an original whichever the one a three over there. We've got ones downstairs and upstairs in the house. We've never had trouble. They've except for if you get a power cut or the network or
Okay. I
the
mean,
one
that's
odd
different.
time when they lose power and they go a bit daft. We've literally had no problems with them. They've always worked well. And the only thing that's gone wrong now is the app is broken. And you've got some my phone on Android would see the alarm set to create alarms. My wife's on iOS wouldn't see the alarms.
Great.
You know, simple things like that. And then they've changed completely the interface around so you can't find anything like you used to. And then they wonder why everyone's getting cross. I mean, the desktop app still works like it used to, but that's about the only, you know, and come on, kids. They're expensive devices. I mean, the one good thing about them is all of ours are now 7, 8 years old mostly. One of the older ones is getting them for 10 years old. And it's still, I mean, on its plus side, it's still a very usable device.
Yeah, that's
There's
true.
I have no need to replace them yet.
No, I
So
mean, and
far,
why would
fingers
you?
crossed.
Why would you? I
Yeah.
mean, unless they break them, but
I have a Sonos setup too. I have one, two, three speakers and a sound bar. And I would occasionally have trouble, but once they supported AirPlay, I never use the app. I just use AirPlay. And the sound bar is connected to the TV, so I don't really need to do anything. And I usually just play stuff from my phone, not the PC. So I never really interacted with the app that much. And I rarely had problems. Occasionally, you know, once in a blue moon, I'd have to power cycle it or something. But you know,
I mean,
maybe
that's
once or
okay.
twice a year at most.
That's okay.
Yeah, that happens, right? Stuff gets junked up. But since their app is got, you know, that new app got released a couple of months ago. Even on AirPlay, there's a delay in volume control. You know, I'll start something in Apple Music or Pandora or something, and I can't hear it. Then I turn up the volume, I can't hear it. I turn it way up, and all of a sudden it's blasting. And it's really become flaky. It works, but it's super flaky. And literally, all I do is hit AirPlay, pause, play, and volume is all I want to
Maybe the little gnomes in the speaker that turn up the volume,
do.
they're on strike because they're not getting paid enough. And so they're
Yep,
all
sounds
everything
like
they're
it to
doing
me.
is doing it delayed. They're still doing it, it's just
Well,
delayed.
so
You're gonna have
about
to
two.
wait. I'm sorry. And then they'll press the button the moment it's
Right.
activated.
About
Damn,
2 years
yes.
ago, about 2 years ago, I was home by myself and I had Pandora playing through AirPlay to my Sonos, and I was playing music kind of loud, and I left, and I shut it down. I got in the car and drove away, but apparently I hadn't killed the Pandora app or something. And I went to the gym. My wife got home and said, "What the hell is going on? The speakers are blasting." So somehow, and I don't know how this happens when my phone is away, I drove away with my phone. Pandora is still playing and blasting. I'm at the gym. I drive home and I come home. My wife said, "Is that how loud do you listen to music when I'm away?" I said, "Well, yeah, I guess so." I never did figure out how that happened,
Oh
but
no, that
somehow.
I think that is broke. There's a very simple answer to that. It's actually not playing from your phone. That's the same with Apple Music.
No.
It's not playing from your phone. It just sends the
Right. It's.
command to play something from Pandora from your phone, Pandora from your phone to the
And
device.
then from then on, it's a direct connection. Your
Exactly.
phone doesn't really have anything to do with it, right? It's like a Chromecast or
Yeah,
something.
exactly. The same technology.
And that was more, I guess, of a user error. But I love my Sonos speakers. They sound great. Soundbar is good. I have the original soundbar. There are probably other soundbars that are as good.
So
But I can use the soundbar as part of my mix.
now I'm imagining you like alone at home, speakers on full blast, some probably heavy metal, and you're like headbanging. That's what I'm
it's
imagining right
it it's
now.
side two of it's side two of the Who Live at Leeds, Patrice.
That, or maybe
Rattling the
some
windows.
German, like German metal, maybe.
No, I'm not really a metal guy. I'm a rock and roll guy, but not what is that famous band from the 80s? The German band?
Famous German Europe,
Europe, Countdown,
Final
No.
Countdown,
I had
Scorpions.
Scorpions. I had a
Scorpions,
roommate
Winds
in
of
college that was a
Change,
huge
yeah.
Scorpion fan.
The
I
Wind of
wasn't a big
Change,
fan
famous,
of
yeah, okay.
Now that's Winds of Change and Scorpions is an interesting thing. Every time I travel in Eastern Europe, when I'm there, we end up, I don't know how the work group I work with ends up in karaoke bar. We inevitably end up in a karaoke bar.
Okay.
All of the Eastern Europeans, without fail, will get up and sing along with Scorpions and Winds of Change. Without doubt, it brings the house down every time. It's amazing.
Didn't they play that at the wall when the wall came down?
Yes,
Was
they did.
that
Yes, they did. There
wasn't
was a
that
whole.
wasn't that I've been rocking for freedom, like that guy. I've
And
Heslov, like
oh,
maybe they
right.
did the other one as well, who knows. I was like four, so who knows.
Don't make me feel old, Patrice.
Yeah, that's it. I thought you were like a metal or something, like it kind of.
My musical taste is varied, but I'm basically a white American male that listens to classic rock and roll, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really good stuff in there, so it's fine. Yeah,
So
anyway, Sonos.
my experience with Sonos in the past has been good. When there was a, I guess it was when AirPlay came out, but they didn't support it on the original speakers, the Play Ones. And I think I complained, and the CEO, Patrick Spence, the email came from him, I'm sure it was an assistant, immediately sent me, it was like a 40% off discount for the new Play Fives, I think. Like, oh, that's pretty cool. They couldn't support it on the old ones, probably because of the hardware. Didn't want to keep supporting the older equipment, six or
Yeah,
7 years old by that
at
time.
some
But
point you run into the problem. You want to do like more modern stuff, and that needs a little bit more compute power, and they just don't have that.
So I thought it was more than reasonable. And they're smart because, of course, I bought two Play Fives
Yeah.
with that discount.
Of course. Yeah.
But
By the way, if
it
you.
wasn't like a 5% off or something. It was like 30 or 40%
Yeah,
off. It
they've
went
been pretty
crazy.
good with stuff like that. I used to be part of the beta program, so I used to get discounts sometimes as well. There, by the way, also if your Sonos's are still under warranty, they're extending it for an extra year for all home theater and plug-in speaker products. So it's not the portable devices, but like the others.
I think the question is, how can it, I guess we've seen this all over the place, but how can a company go so wrong that they release that piece of crap app? And, I guess it was probably too hard to revert. That would be a mess in and of itself to revert to the old
Yeah,
version of the app.
there's usually a point of no return, like where it gets really hard to do that. Unless you've planned ahead from the get-go that you could revert any point. It's hard at some point.
So
No, but it's
I kind of
also,
understand why they.
yeah, I also understand that. I mean, I think every major and probably also a bunch of smaller companies have or are going through this. Because, I mean, we've seen it with Microsoft. I mean, remember Vista and actually Windows, was it 8 after that? See, I don't even
Eight,
remember.
yeah.
It was same thing. It's like everybody has had this problem at some point. It's just there is a it's a balance, right? I mean, you will never release a perfect product. No matter how hard
No,
you
no.
try, no matter what you put in quality control and everything that the CEO is promising right now and all of that and more testing, whatever, it is not going to help. Oh, actually, not true. Not
Certainly.
true. It is going to help, but not make it perfect because that's simply impossible. You can
You're never going
test
to make
for
it
10
perfect, but
years and release it, and still somewhere or something happens.
it feels like the product was half finished and they didn't consult the customer base to
Yeah,
say, do you
that.
still want these features?
Yeah.
They cock that up massively because the customer base is what makes, it's
Yeah.
sometimes you make changes because it's sensible, but other stuff they did was just ridiculously silly.
I
Some of
also
the interfacey
understand.
stuff, the ergonomics
Yeah.
all went wrong, were
Yeah,
wrong.
I think that's the bigger problem. I mean, people will be upset about features that get cut. It can be a feature that literally one person uses in the entire world. And if you cut it, there will be a large outcry. The one person and whatever, 500 that just pretend they use. They want it. They never actually did use it. No, it's normal. It's just human beings. Like there's always like
Oh,
once you have
yeah.
a feature, there's always one person who is using it. And if you take it away, someone will be upset. That's normal. And if you do a new app, you can also, and it's simply impossible, you cannot ship it with the same features. It is literally impossible because you cannot. I mean, that would mean that it takes maybe close to or at least a significant portion of how long it originally took you to get to that point. It's like if it took you 4 years to have all those features, it's probably going to take 2, 3 years at least to get. To build a new app that has the same features.
Absolutely.
But
So
unless you can check it.
I don't fault Sonos for coming up with a new piece of software because I'm sure the original software was getting long in the
It
tooth, hard to
was.
support,
It
hard to
was.
enhance. No problem. The thing I fault him with, and I don't fault him for coming out with the version that didn't have all the
Bells and
bells and
whistles.
whistles. What I do fault him for is sending out something that was buggy.
Yeah, it was
For the
buggy,
features that it
bad
did have, it was
usability.
buggy.
Yeah, bad
If
usability. Maybe not the right features prioritized as well. I mean, that's
yeah,
also
it has to
sometimes a
work. I mean,
question.
of all things, it has to work. Worry about everything else later. It does the and the thing is, even some of the core functionality didn't work.
Yeah,
that's
That's
a
what I'm
problem.
saying.
And then it's not
The
worth the
fact that the
problem.
volume control doesn't work is a
If
problem.
that is definitely a problem.
I mean, because the measure should be, does the core functionality, can I choose my music source?
Do I
Can I
even know
play the
what the core
music?
functionality is?
Can
Step
I
one.
stop it? You know this. So that's the bit you have to make work. Fancy new things we're adding on afterwards. If they're not dependent on those things, that's fine to release now, and we can start dropping in these new options for you afterwards. But for Christ's sake, don't make us be your development guinea pigs and your QA. That's where the problem lies. And none of these bits of kit are inexpensive either. That's the other thing. We're expecting a more polished product from what they are. It's
There were different ways of approaching it. I mean, there were different ways of doing this, different ways of rolling it out. Like there is a different way.
completely.
And other companies have done it. Like they're not the first one trying this. So
It's yet another example for me of company trying to do agile and cocking it up massively.
Yeah, but it is hard. I mean, it is hard to begin with, and then if you try to do too much at once, you also run into the same problem because you have too many changes at the same time, and that then also cause
Yes.
because it's
Yes.
simply not con you can't control it anymore. It's just too much. So
I
take
mean,
smaller
to be
steps.
fair to these guys, it took them a while, but at least they came out and say, okay, we screwed up. And I know it's been probably the last month or so, they've really been plastering ads all over the place. We screwed up, but we're trying to fix
But
it. At
is
least they
that
did that.
okay? But is that a Microsoft Windows Vista approach? You know that old ad with like whatever $10 go to marketing and $1 goes to actually fixing the problem? I don't know. I mean, the proof is in the pudding at the end. We will see over the next 6 months to a year probably if they actually delivered. It is
Yeah, I
possible.
agree.
There's like practices out there. I think they know. Like the one thing I've learned in my like career, for the most part, is here and there's like a completely clueless organization. They just don't know what they're doing. But for the most part, the people that actually work on stuff day to day, they know exactly what's wrong. They
Right,
sometimes know
that's
too well
true.
what's wrong. It's also a problem. Sometimes you're
Yeah, and
so
who knows?
focused on what's broken. Yeah.
Maybe they had some personnel, people coming and
Yeah,
going, and maybe things were a
normal.
little unsteady for a
Yeah,
few months, right? They've been around for
yeah.
a while. I'm sure they've had personnel changes.
Yeah, I mean, probably. But right now, that's a good market. Like, if you need more people, there's a bunch of good people available right now. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, so Sonos, we'll see. And from one risky thing to another risky topic. Tom, you just dropped in. I think it was time to move on. You just dropped in the next topic, which is about Zoom.
So the
Oh,
story
yes.
I picked is about Zoom announced the intention of releasing a custom AI avatar tool. And the article is focused on safety and the risk of releasing a tool. Which is basically the idea is you give it some video clips of yourself, and it will create a dynamic AI avatar, and it sounds like the intent is to use so obviously people are concerned about deep fakes and all that kind of stuff.
I actually thought about that the other day. So the Vision Pro, I have a feeling they're kind of trying to copy the Vision Pro. I don't know if Apple was
Right.
even the first ones doing that. Probably not because they're rarely doing that. But the Vision Pro has this persona feature where you can basically scan yourself and it creates a virtual avatar, and then you can show up in Teams meetings, in Zoom meetings, in FaceTime, of course,
Right.
and so on. Like wherever you need it, wherever you need a video, basically, or of yourself, you can use that. The advantage there is, and it's not impossible to fake, but it's quite hard because it literally is recorded with the Vision Pro. It's not using any videos. It's
Right.
literally you take the Vision Pro off,
Right.
hold it in front of you. So you could do it with some other person, of course, but that's kind of obvious. Then the other person would know that
Right.
you recorded them, I guess. So
Yeah, but this one, you could take any
any
random
video.
video
I could
clips
take
and
a
create the
Tom video and
avatar.
then look like Tom if I wanted to.
Right.
Hey, I
Right.
should do that and then
So,
look like Jeff. Pretend I'm
no,
there.
it's my video with Jeff's voice.
Ah, even better. I'll do that. I have so much
Yeah.
content from you guys. Like, we could literally do a show and nobody's here. We're all on the beach having drinks.
So the angle that I took with this when I read it is, this is yet another, the early days of AI, yet another really stupid application of AI that has very little use. I know my opinion is strong, but the way the guy talked about it, CEO Hashim is his last name, I think, or her
Tabis, I
last
think.
name, is to reduce the effort to create video clips. And it sounds like, I don't know the full story, but it's right. It sounds like the idea is that people may want, or they want to create a feature in Zoom where you can essentially send a video message to somebody, not during a conference, a live conference, But you want to, I
Out
want to
of
send
office.
Ian a message.
Set an out of office
Right.
video message. Okay.
Right. So I want to send a message to Ian. So instead of me getting on Zoom, recording a video clip and sending that to Ian, I can now just, I guess, type in some text and tell it to use my avatar and it'll create a
A little
video.
button, and I'll
And
have
who,
robot, and robot
so how is
Tom will
that?
pop up.
How much easier is that than me just going click record, hey, and I'm going to be late today, click end and send that to him. Instead, I'm going to generate this with AI. So I may be missing a point. There may be something else in there. And I know Zoom is trying to expand from just a typical video conference stuff like we're doing. But as important an issue as generating AI videos and the safety around that is, my take is this is a stupid feature to begin with. There are a lot of other things Zoom can be doing. They've done some other really good things. But I'm trying to figure out what is it that they're trying to capture by helping people create video clips quicker and using AI to do that. Is that really a valuable thing?
So that's,
No, but
yeah.
it's one of those things, I guess, that people want. I guess it's another one of those kind of stealth AI things that people want because it makes life easier. Ish, that you don't have to do the recording bit. I can literally type in my message to you. It already has video. It already has video capture of me that it did ages ago. You can get a
Right.
picture
So,
going, "Hello, hello there, Tom. My name is
yeah, and it saves you
Hello." You
like
know, and
30
it just,
seconds, right?
and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't see the point in it. But does that
I
speak
mean,
to
it
the?
that.
But are we? But Tom, are we the wrong market?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking for younger people, maybe. But what the guy said is avatars save users precious time and effort recording clips and enable them to scale video creation.
Yeah, I think that is BS. I mean,
Yeah.
the feature
Especially
itself.
coming from Zoom. If it was coming from Instagram or something, maybe.
I mean, yeah. I see a big market for this, but not f the way that Zoom sees it. I mean, and not also not scammers and whatever. I think like I mean the having the Vision Pro kind of shaped and changed my view on it a little bit. I think there is a very valid there's a bunch of very valid markets and use cases for such digital kind of
Yeah.
personas. That's what Apple calls them. Digital, what did they call them here? Clones.
Right.
There's I mean there's certain groups out there. There's actually a ton of people out there that are not super comfortable with being on video in front of people. I mean, I think to some extent we've
That's
all gotten
fair.
used to it, but there's tons of people that are not super with happy with that. And there's, I mean, especially like people on the autistic spectrum that really have a problem with that. Some of them, not all. I mean, not can't generalize it, but some people do have a
No.
massive problem with that. And for them, and that I know because someone has told me that, it is a difference. Like having an avatar, basically, you still speak, but the avatar kind of is the animation for it, what you say. Or even in some cases, what they are suggesting here, that you can basically type out the text and then the avatar says it.
Right.
Which is, I mean, we're all visual people. Unless you have a disability, you're usually most people are visual. So a visual conversation is always more direct or feels more impactful, more direct. Than a text.
You
Doesn't mean it
communicate
is
more
always, but it
information for
feels that.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, like, but
Yeah, you
Ian,
communicate more info.
exactly. For the people
And so,
listening,
yeah,
Ian
I mean,
just
look, I mean,
switched.
who want, I mean, we don't need to be avatars. I mean, it'd be such a worry if
Yeah,
everyone turned into strange little black and white dogs.
but that, I mean, just for the people listening, Ian just switched on the Zoom like dog avatar thing. The difference is it still looks like you. And as I said, like I'm using
Right.
every, like unless like yesterday quite busy, I'm every day for like an hour or whatever on InSpace and that which is a like a Vision Pro, like visual VR or whatever chat app, and we're using our personas and it because it is still the person, it you see it is an avatar, it's not the real person. It's very clear it's an avatar, but it's. You know, it still is very closely resembling that person. It does make a difference. And yeah. Also, I mean, I don't have to put on makeup. I don't have to wear nice clothes. I can be completely naked. Nobody can see it. And that's kind of
a perfect lighting.
Nothing
or your camera,
like that.
Right?
Yeah. Literally, I mean, enough lighting that the Vision Pro can work, but that's about it. You can be anywhere in the world and it doesn't matter because it's all virtual. Like you could be in an environment where there's people behind you. It doesn't matter because they're not. It's not a camera. Yeah. That is a difference.
So if the CEO came out and said, we're enabling you to train our AI with your own video and only your own video, and somehow they figure out how to do that. And you can use it during,
do a camera recording.
So you can, and you can use it during video conferences to replace a live view of you. I understand.
And I think that's what they're doing.
A lot of reasons to do that.
And I think that's what they're trying to do, but it's not ready for this.
Right.
That's
That's a lot more complicated than doing a 2-minute video clip.
Which you can asynchronously process. Like basically you give it the content, it does the processing, you give it a text, it does another processing, and out comes a video. That is easier than doing that live. Like real time, basically.
Absolutely.
Because you have to do it real time.
But my argument against this is you lose with an avatar of me, regardless of how good it is, you lose that eye contact, you lose that personal touch, that you do though, because it's not me. Whatever that is, it isn't Ian Grant.
Okay, there's a
video of me.
Okay, there is a, in this case for video, I'm with you. If it was live, a different story. If it, like literally, let's say, the video as we're looking at you right now, but it is AI generated. The person who's sitting there, you might even be sitting in the chair, but like the person we're seeing is maybe, I don't know, you have whatever, you're smoking, whatever, like hairs all over the place, you don't have glasses on, whatever. Like, but we don't see that. We see how we're seeing right
you
now.
You see the usual persona.
Exactly.
There,
so
yes.
Then I would say that even the eye, you can do eye tracking and all of it. I think then, I mean, where's the difference? We know there is a difference for sure. I'm not disagreeing with that, but where is the difference really? You're still sitting
there.
You're still talking.
If you want to get extreme, if you want to get extreme, Ian, I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at a video.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right?
No, but it, that
how do we
content,
know you and
that
Ian
eye
looks
contact
like
we make that the I mean I know the AI thing will actually look like me and wave his hands around and do all the things
I
do.
You can do that today. So,
but it's
you know it's not you.
I know it's not me, and I also know that I as someone that was talking to an avatar, even if I knew it was an avatar, this was AI generated. I feel it would be polite for you to know you weren't directly conversing with whoever you were. You know, you were conversing.
And they do that every day. And then, like, I mean, that's I think what Zoom is doing, what Apple's doing. I think everybody is doing it that way. The avatar they're generating, they make it, it's very clear it's a generated avatar. It's not a real video. It's not
because
a deep
fake
video. Because
it would be
abused.
Also, or film, it could be, could be someone else.
Yeah,
I could be here as Boris Johnson or someone else instead, you know. It's...
Yeah, but I can tell you one thing, for me, it does not matter. Like the people I talk to from all over the world, like from China to the US, and anywhere in between. I've seen pictures of them. I've seen videos of them. I talk to them every day. For me, I know it's their avatar. I don't care. For me, those are still real people, and the avatar is just a representation.
So I
like
wonder.
I
think the question. I think the question is, how is your brain going to receive this? And if your brain receives this as if it was real, even though you know it's not real.
Yeah. It
but
does.
As you're just in a conversation and
we're having
see
a real
your mannerisms
conversation
and they're familiar to me, that communicates information, whether it's an avatar or not.
Yeah. It's like you're talking to Bob Beach in a chat. It's a real conversation, even though it's text. And you know it is, there's a disconnect, it's only text. Like, I mean, as you said, we are looking at a video right now. Is that a real conversation? Right. Still, yes. But we're still looking at a video. It's not the real person. It's a real
No,
person behind a
it's more
camera, behind
it's
the
a
internet.
closer connection than,
Yeah, sure.
I talk to people every day, and all I
Yeah,
see is either some
yeah.
initials or a photo of them. This is completely fine.
Yeah.
I think, but I because I know
But
that what it
now
is, and
imagine you could talk to those people and there was an avatar. It wasn't them because I mean the reason why you don't turn on the camera is probably because you don't want to, because otherwise you could just turn on the camera and not talk to an icon, right?
but. And then you get the problem that I have when I teach training classes, which people will sign into the meeting, go off, do their washing, go off and do other crap in the house, and I'm talking into space.
Exactly.
And so, that I disapprove of wholeheartedly because you're at
But
work,
of course.
you're meant to be here, and you're meant to be engaging with what's going on in front of you.
People will be people, so
Yes. You
yeah,
always
I
find the
get
ghost. There's always the ghost users when you get to the end of a conference, the ones
yeah,
that signed on and didn't,
and they're
and then
still in the
left.
call. Like everybody's left
Yeah,
and
they're
they're still
still
in
in
the
the
call. And
call,
you're like, oh
and
yeah,
that's
you didn't
still
pay
lost.
attention.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Yeah.
one application I could see with this was during lockdown. I always had I hated just sitting in my chair during meetings because I was in meetings all day long, and so in the office, even in the office, if we're in a conference room physically with people, I would occasionally just go stand up behind my chair because I just couldn't
I did
sit
it
that
too.
long. And then during lockdown and on the Zoom calls, I would get up and just walk around a little bit, pace a bit. And it's really distracting for the other people to see me walking around. So I would turn off my camera and walk around a bit, but then I'd turn it back on.
No, but I mean that like makes sense. It's just human. So I, as I said,
Yeah,
I'm not
I
agreeing
don't
with
it's
what Zoom is doing, but I think there is a market for this.
there's
Like,
something to it,
yeah,
yeah.
there's
I'll
definitely
probably at
something
some
to it.
point get used to the idea, but currently I don't like it. Like many things, currently I don't like it. I'm sure I'll
I
probably
mean,
be
ask,
used to the idea and it will just become part and parcel of
ask
everything else.
people, whatever, 20 years ago about the idea of working from home and being on a video call all day, what they were thinking about
Right.
that 20, 25 years ago.
Oh, 10 even.
I think 10 because
Because
Skype
a
was
10
already
was possible
around.
10 years ago, but people didn't do it. You know,
Skype
Hey,
was just
I
never
was doing
possible.
Cisco. What was
I
it
think
called?
10 years
Webex
ago,
10
or
years
that's
ago, 15 years ago.
2014. 2014, that was definitely a thing. I mean, I was in 2012. I was frequently on Google
Definitely.
Hangouts, so Google Hangouts was
Yeah.
around. So I think 20 is more, 15 to 20 is more the time. So yeah, it's like good. Next story. I have mine that I brought, which is a very British story, and I love it. It's more entertainment than serious debate. So this is perfect.
What's happened? It's from
So,
the Daily Fail. Do we trust it?
it was reported by others, so it's okay. This was the first one I
The
found.
Daily Mail.
Yes.
Otherwise
So,
known as the Daily Fail or the Daily Hate, depending on your
yeah, that's
viewpoint.
not the great news.
There is no real news here.
Don't pay attention to like the real content. It's more about it's entertaining. So I don't know what government agency that is. DEFRA?
DEFRA,
Yeah.
the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. It's on
Thank
there.
you.
It's on the article. I
I
can't
see.
remember it.
I
I
didn't
I
even
worked
check.
in a, I worked in a building that was quite nearby them once upon a time. But yeah, it's basically the farming authorities. Things like, and it's important. It's for bird flu is the reason why they're
So
nested there.
they have basically they're trying to combat bird flu, and I think a couple of years ago even they instituted a rule that if you had more than 50 kind of birds, different kinds of birds, not just chickens, you had to register with them, which makes sense. I mean, if you have more than 50, you're probably commercial to some extent, or at least a bigger hobby. So it kind of made sense. And then I think recently there was a rule change where they are now mandating as of October 1st that everybody, no matter what, any kind of bird has to be registered. And with the department, as you said, with the DEFRA. And so some people thought, hey, I mean, any chicken, that's like chicken nuggets, rubber chickens, whatever. If you have a rubber duck in your bathtub, I knew of that. Well, since maybe we should pets anything. I mean, because one of the rules or one of the parts was it, yeah, even if it's a pet, like if it's a hobby, if it's a pet, you still have to register it. So yeah, you have to basically register all of them. And so they went in and
Yeah.
kind of started, everybody started reporting their chicken nuggets that they just
Rubber
bought from
ready chicken,
McDonald's or
rubber ready
whatever.
chickens.
Sometimes I love the internet.
Yeah,
And there's
I also
also,
love the British humor behind that, to be honest.
yeah.
The
And there's
roast
also
chicken from
guys from the
Tesco was
pigeon
also good.
fanciers, the pigeon fancier folk, the ones who race and keep pigeons. They're all worried about, I
Yeah,
mean,
it's
that
a
must be
lot of
dying
hassle. I
sport.
mean, I understand that. It's a bunch of
That
hassle,
must
and
be
it's like,
dying. That really must be a dying sport now as well.
yeah, it's like that for sure. Yeah, but
Pigeons.
it's like, I mean, people trying to register their roast chickens from Tesco. Apparently, that someone on Instagram, or actually on X, said that on Instagram, on X said that apparently. So yeah,
So
it's
did it actually crash
it
anything, or
did
did it
it
just
it
fill
did
up the
no no
database
it
with
just no no
crash
it
crap?
literally was suffering from technical problems because so many people were kind of joining in on the joke and registering everything or whatever.
So it's a bird DDoS.
It's a Bertina.
Bird DDoS, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
It's
hilarious.
yeah. So there is, as you said, there is some real concern that, I mean, that the fines are quite severe if you don't register. And
Sure.
some hobby, like some hobby, as you said, pigeon fanciers, for example, they are really concerned about this. But I just thought it was hilarious that, I mean, this is for me, this is kind of British humor, a little bit dark, but
This,
like
yeah,
having
and
making
I've
fun of
posted the
governments
actual.
kind of thing.
They
And
do some stupid things.
yeah,
And
it's
there's the
not
form if you want to fill one in.
so what you're saying is, if you have a chicken nugget or a roast chicken or anything, a rubber duck, whatever you have at home, something that is an avian of some sort, even if it's a fake one, you should go to the website and register. No, you probably shouldn't, but but people
That's
did.
funny. We bought a rotisserie chicken for dinner last. I guess I have to register.
Did you? I
I
mean,
mean, as you
you're
say,
lucky. You're not in
bird flu is a
that.
serious
It
problem, but
is
this is
that.
just such a
I mean,
tease.
for me, it feels a little bit. I mean, maybe that's my let's say German or maybe a little Americanized viewpoint. I think it's. I feel it's a little bit overreach. Like
Could
if
be.
you have a
Yeah,
single chicken at home, you
it
have
could
to
be.
register. I'm not
Right.
sure how much risk of carrying the avian flu that one actually
Yeah,
poses.
that's probably a
If
little
even
bit
and even people, if even if you're
overkill.
keeping it on side or whatever, like, so I'm like, I can understand bigger and like more commercial, whatever. There is a bunch of like chickens together, and it's a risk, but like a single or two even or whatever. I'm like,
It's not going to be
really?
that much anyway.
I do have to leave this
Who
site though.
knows?
Daily Mail website
It's
is that the
crap.
worst website on the internet?
No, there's worse. There
Yes.
is worse, but
There
it's definitely
is so
on the
much
list.
crap on this website. Flat, everything's flashing and
I
videos
have
are
a bunch
popping
of blockers, so I
up.
don't see that.
Oh,
Well, so
so
do I, but not
yeah,
enough
also not
apparently.
enough.
Because it's one of the worst news groups in the UK that
Yes.
perpetually it's Fox thinks Fox News.
Yeah, I
Well,
don't
pretty
normally
much.
click on Daily
It's
Mail
that level. It's
links.
that level of shite. It's
Yes. Yeah. As
rabid
I said,
right. It's
the
rabid right wing spittle flecked
I think I saw
crap
later,
news
maybe I can
is.
find it again, the BBC did report on this. But
And
the
then there's
first
a and
reported
and
was the Daily Fail. So I had Daily Mail.
yeah, and of course the other half of the Daily Mail isn't sort of scaremongery stories. They're talking about celebrities no one cares about.
Yeah, well, that's also yeah,
Grumpy old man's R Us.
I'm kind of wondering what's next in the UK. Like, what else could they register? Like, instead of
We register
chickens
most things, I God knows.
and
Yeah, you guys
so.
have to register your radios and TVs for crying out loud.
We have a license for our television if you take the BBC, because that's paid for by a license fee. That's how that's funded. So that's why it's maintained.
Yeah. Maybe not next. You have to register all the blades of grass in on your front lawn, something
Yeah, could be. And with your stripe,
like
which way you stripe them as well, I mean,
that.
that'll be important.
Yeah, definitely. So there's an idea.
Yeah, I can
Oh,
see it coming.
should get
I
on
hope
that.
it's right.
Maybe tea kettle registration.
Oh, there's an
No,
idea.
no, no, no. That would be a step too far. That
That's
would
okay.
cause a revolution.
That is
You
the
have to
too
register your
far.
Kettle. That would cause a revolution, that one.
That is a step too far. Just
Step too far.
good. You know what's
Revolution.
not a step too far? TSO hosts. It's a really good hosting company from the UK. They're right now transitioning to another host. So if you're going to tsohost.com, do not worry if it's redirecting to 123rec, I think. It's a new name. It's just a new brand name for the service. It's a great service. I really like for years been working with them. They offer really great service. Like we have two really solid, works well, never fail servers, and yeah, they're just really good. They offer hosting plat like servers. They host they do websites. So if you have need a WordPress website, I think if you need a domain name, they offer that stuff like that. So there's a bunch of cool stuff that you can get there. I don't even know if the offer code still works, but I'm just gonna throw it out there, give it a try. I have not gotten any notice that it's not working anymore, so I'm assuming it's still valid. BTN20, if you try that, you will get 20% off anything you are offering, or if you are not you're offering, you wanna buy. Yeah, that threw me off now. So TSO host, thank you so much for listening and all and for listening for supporting us. Wow. And if you want to support us and want to support them supporting us, just go out there on the social media and thank them for supporting the BTN for those years. So, and I hope we can continue that with the new whatever it is, the new structure, the new branding, all of that. So thank you so much. I did mention the chat already, so let's just jump right into the cool things. And of course, Ian already ready. And you threw in, is it a watch? Is it a
It
calculator?
is absolutely a watch.
Okay,
It's
could have been a
just a
calculator.
nice, it's kind of a nice bit of Casio goodness. They're very good occasionally at hitting quite a clever little note, and they've done so with this one. Currently very popular, the classic retro digital, one line digital watch type things, which is very, very, very simple. The A168 is the classic. Well, they've released this one, which is got one foot in the retro, so you've got that very classic. I've got one on my wrist today. That very classic sort of view and look at the thing, but it's got Bluetooth, so it updates the time from your phone and keeps it accurate through the Casio app, and it's got a pedometer built in, so it counts your steps. And I've done 7,000 some odd today, so that's quite an it for what it is. If you and you've got the usual stopwatches and alarms and everything else, and you can set the alarms from your phone as well. So if you want a smartish watch without it beeping out you every time you get an email and everything else, but you'd like your steps counted and you want a kit and you want something that stays reasonably accurate, I mean, it's brilliant little watch. I mean, I can't, it's a cool thing, as I'm concerned. It's a nice,
Of course.
and there's a variety of colors and designs, and that I think they're going to be available in the States. They're not there yet. They're available in the UK and
Oh,
available
they
in
will
Europe
be.
and Japan currently.
Yeah, they will be. I mean, why, like big market
Are
and
you would
this.
you're missing a market if you don't get the
Yeah,
US for those,
exactly.
because that's again popular. It's a nice one of those kind of nice, and it's not, they're not expensive here. They were 70 UK pounds.
Yeah.
It's $80 in the US.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
mean
they're
that's
not
not a
huge amounts
lot.
of what they're that that though nicely also that also think Casio do very well, cheaply accessible. Because I've got something that pairs up my phone, will tell the right time, counts my steps, and doesn't cost very much. What's not to like?
Yeah. I mean that's it. It is really. I mean, it's a classic design. Either you like it or you don't. Not my cup of tea, but maybe I'm not the target audience for them. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm not the target audience for that. But I know plenty of people who love like retro watches like that. And
Yeah, the retro digital, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. It's the old, I think things like Stranger Things has kind of rekindled an appetite for that kind of that aesthetic and that look. So it gives you a bit of modernity in with kind of that retro look as well, which I kind of like. It's fun.
Yeah, it looks exactly like the one from the 70s. It
Exactly. Yeah,
does, yeah.
they've really kind of got that idea where they're gonna, and the retro sort of the quiche. Very sort of kitsch blue light and blue and red right and everything else. It's a cool little thing.
Is it still an LCD screen?
Yeah, this is.
I think so, yeah.
This one is.
Probably the
This
original
one's still.
screen.
Well, the camera. This one's still very much an LCD.
I remember when they came out with the one that had a calculator on it and it had the teeny
Oh, yeah.
tiny little buttons on, a little
Yeah.
keyboard.
I never have picked one of those up. I keep toying with getting one, but nah. I know I've got hands like shovels. They just don't get to work on me. It ain't gonna work for me, so I've never bothered. But I
It
quite
was
like the
a
LEDs.
prized possession when I was like in seventh grade, sixth, seventh grade. One or
Yes.
two people in my class had those. It was
Yes,
definitely a
the
cool thing
calculator
in
watch was a
1975. Yeah.
yeah, even coming back onto sort of my era, again, being in school with a digital calculator watch was the thing.
That was a cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
Yeah,
was
it
that
was.
they still make the same design today.
Yeah, which is
Casio CA53s, if you look for them, that's still that same design. It's still available today.
Yeah. So thank you for the show title, and thank you for that cool thing. And let's have a
Hope
look at
so.
what. Yeah, and like hands like shovels, you just said. I was like show title. So what is
That's
your cool
funny.
thing, Tom?
My cool thing, I'm kind of double dipping here. I posted this in the Slack room a few days ago. It's a video from Saturday Night Live, a recent one.
SNL.
It's very funny. It's a farcical skit about Washington addressing his troops at Valley Forge and describing his vision of America as they're breaking away from the British. And it's all about all the weird things in the US about weights and measures and language.
I remember that.
So I don't need to talk about it too much, but
Just watch
it
it.
is
It's not
friggin'
that long.
hilarious.
It's like four
And
and
I think if
four
you're
5 minutes. Even if
American
you're
and
not,
British would you
actually, one of the things Germans especially like to do is make fun of Americans or Brits about their weird measurements. So this is like right up our alley.
But it does sort of bring to light how incredibly goofy the American system,
Oh
the
yes.
mix of systems that we have, and how stupid they are.
I
Just
mean Canada
frankly
isn't
stupid.
that much better, so.
No.
Even here, we still have it. All our distances are miles.
But one interesting thing is, like, you think, oh, like whatever, Europe's all metric. There's tons of old school, still like being used in at least colloquially, like measurements or others, like whatever the baker's dozen or stuff like that, kind of.
Right.
Like people use it all the time. It's like.
Yeah.
Well, I remember in school, I was in grade school when the big push for the metric, so switching to the metric system in the US was going on. And the big rallying cries, we're going to go metric, we're going to get rid of the imperial system. And
Never happened.
it lasted for about 2 years and then
Yeah,
it
that's
stopped.
usual. Still, one of the
Out of
weirdest.
interest, why did America cling to it? Too expensive to get
Change,
the.
just too much inertia. Just
change.
too much inertia.
It's like people
Well,
have to
just think of
change.
all the systems, everything from
None. I mean,
buying stuff in the grocery store to,
all
every
of this can be
car, and
changed. All of this can be changed if you wanted to.
it can. It was just too expensive.
No, people just, it's just inertia. It's like people don't want to change. They could, not a problem. I mean, we
Yeah,
have, and
they didn't see any value in it.
big chunks of Europe changed their, like, their currency. And that
Yeah,
meant
right.
every system, every sign, every little thing had to
But
be changed.
there was a huge benefit to it, perceived
For
benefit
most
anyway.
people, probably no. Actually, the opposite. To this day, there's people in Germany who complain about that because, from their perspective, everything got more expensive.
I know, but the people that were in charge, the banks and financial institutions, had big benefits.
But there is also tons of people who benefit from, or would benefit from metric system. Actually, in a lot of science, like NASA and
Absolutely.
whatever, they're using it today. Like they at some point they were like, okay, this is causing too many issues using two systems, so let's just do
Yeah,
metric.
at work we always use metric stuff. We never use imperial stuff.
The weirdest
So
thing I've seen in America, well, one of the weird things I've seen in America is you drive down to Tucson and drive a little bit beyond Tucson. There is a strip of the highway that is in metric. some experimental thing that they did there where all the exit signs and everything is metric.
Yeah. For a while here, we had a dual signage. It would show something in miles and kilometers both for
There,
a
it's
while.
all metric. Nothing else. There's a sign that
Oh,
warns about it. It's like, oh, some experimental thing that you're doing. And then you go into a little thing, like a couple of miles, I guess, metric, or I don't know even how long it was. And then you go back into
oh, but
normal world.
you didn't realize you went through the portal, did you?
Maybe that's true. Maybe there was a time portal that I didn't notice. Shit, I should have stopped.
I mean, you're doing retro rewatch
Yeah,
of
maybe we went
Stargate for
forward
crying
in
out loud.
time. Who knows?
Yeah, I could have.
That's what I'm
Oh,
hoping for,
it's
at least.
just.
No, it's a really good video. I remember watching that. I think it was last year. Yeah, it's a year old. 20 August, sorry, October 29th. It's almost exactly a year old. But it is a, I remember it, and it was a really good skit. Like with Kenan Thompson, with Mikey Day, with Bowen Yang, and James Austin Johnson. So, pretty good
And
one.
by the way, it was sent to me by somebody who has no access to NBC other than Instagram.
Interesting.
It's funny. You know, Saturday Night Live is still popular and people talk about it, but they don't talk about it around the water cooler
Yeah,
anymore.
I mean,
It's
that's
social
anyway true,
media.
but you can watch it these days also on Peacock, for example, and
Right.
other means that shall be
There's a
not be named.
movie coming out, isn't there, about the start of Saturday Night Live? I
Oh,
saw a trailer
is
for it when I
there?
was at the
I haven't
cinema.
heard of that.
There's a whole
Interesting.
movie and how the madness it was to correct, to set it up. But there's a movie about that, definitely.
Interesting. So, I have a different thing for you today. It's a tool that I've been using for many, 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 many years and never talked about. And it's called Auphonic. So, it is what I use for most of my audio podcasts. But I know a ton of people are using. There's like big services like the BBC Radio, for example. Don't remember who else. I think they have it listed on our website and they're just blanking on it. But like a bunch of big services out there that are using this. It's basically a audio processing, you could say. Audio processing service. So if you have a podcast, I don't know, if I don't know, we take our Zoom recording. You want to publish it, but you want to do some stuff with it before. Like, I don't know, normalize it maybe, or what do you do for it to rewatch, for example. We generate like a ton of different files for it. So we take the original input, we generate an MP3, an AAC, a chapters file, a transcript file, some other format that I'm blanking on right now. Basically, I'm like six or seven or eight different files get generated out of one input. And it does that all for quite cheap for you. So all you do is you can set up like presets, whatever, like set everything up how you want to have it, all the fields you want to have filled out, like for the MP3 and whatever. And then you literally just hit, like drop the file in, hit start, and it processes. It's not free. They have a free tier of, I think, 4 hours a month that you can do 4 hours
Think it's
processing, but that's 4 hours,
2 hours, yeah.
yeah, or 2 hours, okay. But it's like, it's not that it's like every file counts separately. It's literally, if the file is an hour long, then that counts as an hour, the file that you drop in. So even if you do 20 files out of that, it's still 1 hour. So, and then you can buy, and it's quite cheap. I usually, they have some subscription plans if you're really frequently using it, it's cheaper to do it that way. But then the hours that you don't lose, you basically lose at the end of the month. And I'm like, I'm not using it enough that makes sense. So I'm just buying credits whenever I need them. I just bought 25 credits for like $50 and 25 hours for $50. And that's going to last me a couple
Oh,
months
that's
of
cool.
podcasts. And it's.
I like the model of buying tokens or credits. That's a good model.
Super easy model, easy to use. They have APIs. They have integrations with a bunch of services. Like for example, both like it can take files from OneDrive or from whatever Dropbox, whatever you're using, like some cloud service. It can also upload to them. So what we do, for example, is then like I drop the file in. I used to get it have it get from OneDrive, but now I'm just using a shortcut to send it there over the API. They have a really good API. Just basically drop the file into a folder, and then Hazel picks it up and pushes it up, starts the process, and when it's done, it uploads all of that into Backblaze for CDN. So you can also upload it to
Wow.
whatever, Amazon or whatever. So it's all automated. Like all the files are automatically pushed with the right URLs, whatever, to the right place. And then you get an email saying, hey, we finished processing. Here's the summary. Here's all the URLs and whatever. And the transcripts, that's the one thing I wanted to mention. They are now including AI transcripts, and they're really good. They
Wow.
generate really cool summaries of our podcast episodes. I've sent a couple to Jeff, and I'm like, that is ridiculously good. The chapters they generate, auto-generate for you are really good. The transcript that they generate for you is quite good. It does make mistakes here or there, but nothing you can't easily fix afterwards. Because like sometimes it's like if you're watching a TV show, there's like a special word or name or whatever that it just doesn't understand. But for the most part, it is actually really good. And the summaries are ridiculously good. So I'm like,
I think even just automatic leveling
yeah, it does all of
of
it.
all the different that alone is
Yeah,
worth
exactly.
a
It's
lot of
like
money.
it takes care of literally everything. It has really good, and it's not a complicated app. Like it's they have updated slowly their website. It used to be look really old, and now they've made it a little bit more modern. But it's still at a core a very simple application. Like it's a bunch of fields and it's a bunch of settings, and of course they have really good help and descriptions for everything. So if you do need help to understand what you should be setting, they have good defaults and all of that. But it's not something where you have to have a PhD in whatever to even understand which setting to set. It's quite simple. So I really like them. Great service. Not expensive.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looks cool.
Like there's other services that do that, but they are usually more fiddly or more expensive. So I've been using Auphonic. That's my cool thing.
Nice.
It's pretty
Yeah,
cool.
I was seeing who the other company was. Buzzsprout, iHeartRadio, MSNBC, and then the German ProSiebenSat.1 media company. So that's what they listed on their site, at least. So that's my cool thing. And I think that's the end of the show, I would say. So let's go backwards, reverse order. Also, let's start saying goodbye to the UK because we're the first to go to bed, I guess. So that's why I just made that up. So Ian, thank you for being here and let the people know where they can reach out to you.
They can find me on LinkedIn, Ian Grant. I work for Veeam. Otherwise, have a look over in the chat room, in the Slack room. I'm sometimes found over there, the BTN Slack room. You can find me. Those are two places mostly.
Very cool.
And always Thursday nights here on the big show, obviously.
Yes, the token Brit.
The token Brit.
You really have to get some of your friends to join. We need more. All
Yes.
right.
Get Mr. Ewan back. I mean, that'd be
Yeah,
good.
that would be cool. He's very busy with work right now on some
Oh,
island that
yes.
I've never heard of.
Yeah. So you're
Tom.
not missing anything. As I said before, you're not missing anything.
Yeah, that's true. Tom, in the I think everybody has heard of Silicon Valley. Thank you for being
Yeah.
here, and don't let people know where I can reach you.
Thank you for interim hosting, Patrice. People can find me on Mastodon. I am Tom F at sfba.social, and I will be probably going to the Fleet Week in San Francisco tomorrow, which is
Nice.
when all the military planes are flying around. I take
Oh, that's
pictures.
nice.
So if you follow me on Mastodon, I apologize. You can skip through all the plane pictures that I'll post probably next week
Well,
sometime.
unless you really like those planes, then by all means follow him, Tom. Or join
Yes,
him, like
if you
if you're in
like,
the area. No, I
yeah.
won't
I think
worry.
there's some other folks on the local our local instance photographers that are going to be
Guess
there,
so,
so it's
yeah.
fun.
So, thank you so much. And you can find me also every week here on the Big Show on Thursdays. If you want to listen live, because of that I didn't mention, 7 p.m. UK time every Thursday, we record live. Live.britishtechnetwork.com. Just head over there. Very easy. There's a chat as well. And yeah, you can find me on this very show every Thursday. Also on the Mac Show on Fridays with Jeff Gamet, usually, with a couple of other people from America, like other parts of the country, basically. But still, a bunch of Americans, a bunch of Yanks on that show, put it this way. And that we talk about Apple, of course. I'm also, like, everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast, the projects, literally everything I am doing, you can find on my website, thepatrice.com. And then I have a really cool podcast with Jeff. I think you've heard of it, Retro Rewatch. I like to show the mug because I just love that mug. And RetroRewatch.com. We rewatch currently Stargate SG-1. In the future, who knows, at some point we might watch something else. We're not promising anything. Currently, we are in the middle of season one, SG-1, and we're getting to the point where it's really good. We had to go through some real zingers and some, like, almost lost us, but we made it through, and now it's getting really interesting. And tomorrow, we're unfortunately publishing an episode that wasn't as great, but we had a lot of thoughts. Fire and Water is coming up tomorrow. If you're listening to this live, or if we post this show today, I don't know, then you might, maybe, if you by accident still hear it before it gets released or after, I don't know how that works. Time, wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. So retrorewatch.com, that's where you can find that. It's a really interesting show. And BritishTechNetwork.com, at British Tech, at TechHangout.social on Mastodon, if you want to reach out to us, our network. You can also send us emails. What was it? BritishTech@gmail.com, I think, is still the email address that goes to Ewan. And yeah, with that, thank you so much for listening. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Thanks for still sticking with us through the years. It's been a long time. I just thought about that. I've been with BTN for, I think, over 10 years at this point. So that's been a while, and BTN has been around for, I think, closing in on 15. So
Yeah, something like that, because it was Bagel
December
Tech when I
2009, Bagel Tech still back then, yeah. But yes,
started.
yeah. So been a long time. So thank you so much, and talk to you next time. Bye bye.